Had Get and Go been up and running in other parts or in Texas?
No.
So this really
this
was...
This guy was an independent operator in Fort Worth, and he got hired because he was kind of famous. And he came up here, and he got mad at Get and Go or at Hale Halsell, Wholesale Grocery Company.
They're the ones who hired him to start
Hale
a convenience
Halsell
store
grocery company.
In Tulsa, and they called it Get and Go.
Yeah.
So they, too, started in Tulsa.
Yeah, and this guy was great, and he got in an argument with Hale Halsell early on because they were so conservative, and they had to run everything, and he knew what he was doing, and they didn't. So he called me, and he said, Chester, I've resigned, and I'm going back to Texas, but I've got to eat in the meantime, and I've got to buy some stores down there, and I've got to get all organized again. Can I work for you? And I said, oh, heck yes. So he ran number three, and I used to spend all the time I could with him because he was magic. And we began to build stores just like Get and Go's.
Let's go back to your first store. Where was it?
It was horrible. We had used fixtures because that was cheap. We had used frozen food boxes that Birdseye must have invented. I mean, they were clank, 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 clank. You know, they were they were terrible. The whole store was terrible. The cooler was too small. It was a joke.
Where was it located?
It's 53rd in Peoria. You know, it was a fairly good location over time because that was sort of the end of Tulsa. There were some stores out beyond there, and I'd worked that area as a Fuller brush man while I was going to school in the summertime. So I knew how to knock doors, and I knew that neighborhood and whatever, and so it seemed like home to me. But it was really slow. And they closed the road in front of the store. That's an old story.
You opened that store in what year?
58.
So in 58, you opened your first store.
In September, going into winter, which is the wrong time of year.
Yeah, wrong time of year. And then you had the construction on Peoria.
Right.
And so what kind of business did you even have?
Almost nothing. I put a sign out front that said, help. You know? But the people behind us that could come in the side could get to us, but nobody else could. And so we just limped along and lost money because we thought we might go bankrupt, and you can only get so bankrupt. I mean, out is out. So we opened another store with a prefab and got it open pretty quick, and it was down about, it was on Peoria, and it was 37th Street, back behind a Dairy Queen, and it was a better store as a groceryman than the first one, but it never made it. That store, number one, finally made it. Number two, never made it. We moved number two to another street over on 41st Street, and it didn't make it. But number three was okay. And Bert built number three.
Were there any other, I don't think you called them convenience stores at that time.
Were they
drive-in grocery stores?
Yeah.
Were there any other drive-in grocery stores?
No, just Get and Go and us.
So this whole concept was new to the entire community.
Yeah. You know, there weren't any fast feeders. I mean, it was a whole different world. Mom still worked at home. It was classic 1940s, 1950s, and it was a whole different world. We didn't hire women because they had to work nights by themselves because these stores didn't run a lot of volume. The business model was cheap and high price, and that's what they all were. And there were about 3,000 convenience stores in the United States when we started, and they were in Dallas and in Atlanta and some in Florida. Now there are 146,000. So, we stumbled into a growth business. Just good luck. And so we said, it's better to be lucky than smart because we kept doing dumb things, but we were lucky because the business grew and there was a need for convenience that nobody even recognized convenience. If you think there's no fast feeders, it was just a vacuum that wasn't identified.
And it had to take a while for the public, too, to understand this concept, drive-in.
Yeah, well, it took us a long time to understand
what
the concept was because over time the concept changed because people would come in and buy a loaf of bread and some lunch meat and maybe some mustard and make a sandwich. And we didn't understand we ought to have sandwiches. We were trying to sell pop, and we finally realized that you just sell single cans or single bottles of pop. We just didn't know what we were doing, but we kept changing.